for an evening filled with paranormal, special guests, interviews, haunting stories, creatures of the unknown, and tales that will chill you to the bone. Brought to you by the UPRN Network and Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. Take a walk into the night with Sean Kelly.
Hey, oh, looks like I'm Japanese tonight. There you go. Still got to figure this out, why I'm going to be Japanese. I don't know. So how's everybody doing? I want you to welcome to my show, Into the Night, here on UPRN Radio 105.3, UPRN Talk Radio, and UFO Paranormal on YouTube, and so how's everybody tonight? I'm doing okay. So last Thursday, we had that full moon, that super full moon. And like I told you before, like I said on my show, and I said on Chasing Prophecy, you know, if the moon is smiling, the full moon is smiling, it's going to be a good month. And if it wasn't, hey, Holly, good to see you, hon. Welcome again. And so, the full moon was not smiling, okay? It wasn't smiling at all. So am I going to have a bad month? I don't know. So we're just going to have to see. So I did my ritual for the full moon, like I was taught from last week's guest on Chasing Prophecy. And I don't know. It looks like I'm going to have to do it again next month because some of the stuff that I asked to be taken away from me did not be taken away from me, okay? In fact, I got a little bit more meaner, a little bit more angrier. It was crazy. Some say that it could possibly be, you know, that I just don't want to let it go, or like maybe I just, you know, really didn't put any full effort into the full moon, you know, thing. But I don't know. It was an iffy week for me. There was a lot of decisions that I had to come up with, and I did them okay. You know, I think I made the right call on a lot of them. But what I'm seeing out there, okay, what I'm seeing out there is still a lot of ugliness with people. You know, and so it kind of brings up the topic that I want to talk about a little bit about tonight. And it's like, hey, Tommy, good to see you, buddy. Hey, Tommy, how did your moon ceremony go? Holly, did you do one? We'd like to hear about it. Great show. Hey, Boots, good to see you. Thank you, Boots. It was a good show. Last show on Station Prophecy, we talked about the Dog Man up there in Wisconsin, and it was pretty interesting. You didn't do it, huh? That's okay. All right, maybe next month we'll all do it together. But that was an interesting show. Okay, his name was Eric. Not very good with last names, but it was pretty interesting, and my take on the Dog Man, all right, again, like being with the aliens for me, I have to see it to believe it, okay? But being a paranormal investigator that I am, okay, I respect what they say. I don't doubt, you know, that there's a Dog Man and that these people seen it or heard it, you know, smelled it, whatever. You know, but personally for me, I still have to see it to believe it. Now, if I'm up in Wisconsin, I think it's like around Elkhorn, Wisconsin, this dude went to investigate. And I'm going to have to take a trip up to Elkhorn and go to this farm that it was on, because now I'm interested. You know, before, for the longest time, I, you know, investigated ghosts and spirits, demons, angels. But now, being in the radio, it was like I'm really getting into the Bigfoot, Wolf, Dogman, and you know, Thunderbirds, and all the other cryptids. You know, so maybe there'll be a day or a time where, you know, I could put ghost hunting on the back burner and start doing something different. Tommy says it was a good to release some baggage. Afterwards, a family of deer walked into my yard, hoping that was a good sign of things to come. Tommy, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. So the cleansing did help you out a lot. But with the family of deer going, that is a real good sign, real, real good sign. I remember one time I was doing a meditation. I lived over in Pleasant Hills, and I was doing a lot of meditating in my apartment, and I'm on the first floor. And so I did my meditation and I went to bed. And the next morning I woke up and this guy comes in. You know, we pass and he says, "I have something really weird to tell you." And I said, "Well, what happened?" He said that that night when he, you know, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, he saw a doe and the two baby deers laying right in front of my window. And I was like, wow. Oh, Tommy, how did mine go? Not too good. You know, I'm going to have to do it again next month. And the reason being I have to do it again next month is because I thought I let go of the baggage, but the baggage didn't come, leave. And I do believe that was on my part because I was a stubborn Irishman, you know what I mean? But you know what? I'm going to give it a shot next month. You know, I'm going to give it a shot until it works. But so my topic tonight I want to talk about is, you know, there's a big war going on between good and evil. Okay. And there's a massive war up there in the heavens between the angels. Okay. And so I see a lot. It's just like confrontations. You know, I work in the supermarket and it's like, okay, I see a happy person. And I see a bad, nasty person, and they're eyeing each other up, and they don't know him from Adam, okay? And it's just, and I just got this really creepy feeling over that. It was like, you know, if one of them made a move, I'm sure the other one would jack the other person up, you know? Christian Eck, Kenneth, this said the Anunnaki created humans to mine Earth. While the giant staircases in Peru and a couple of other places suggest men were of huge size. What's your take? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the giant guys? Yes. My take on that is that it's for real and that they are legit. I did a little bit of research on that. Not so much. But when I saw the skulls, you know, that these people have found of the giants, I was impressed, you know, and that is something. And I'm glad you brought that up, Christian, because in fact, you know, I'm going to have to look up a little bit more on that. Like being on the show Into the Night and on Chasing Prophecy, it was like, you know what? You know what? Everything is so freaking interesting. It's just like crazy. Now, Tommy Miller comes back and said, the tension is very real. I saw two strangers yelling at each other in mine at the grocery store the other day. Definitely not normal. It isn't. So my question to you, Tommy, okay, my question to you on that is there something happening with the government that's probing or sending signals out through waves or telephones or cell phones? What? You know, right now they know what we're doing 24/7, you know, and could it be the government? Could it be like, do you remember the movie? Predator. Yeah, Predator, where everybody was angry with each other, you know, and the Predator came out and started to kill people, you know, because of the anger. And you know, I look at that movie and I'm thinking, okay, they wrote that movie because you figure it was really, really hot and there was people fighting each other, which brought out angriness to, that's not a good word, but I'm saying it anyway, a lot of anger into people, which caused a lot of fighting. But you know what, Tom, what do you think? Could it be the government sending? Or is there actually an angelic force that's actually sending, you know, like negative energy to people and positive energy to people? Ah, Tommy says it is something to do with CERN. Okay. Media definitely keeps everyone fighting with each other. They thrive on that chaos. And Holly says, I think these new video games that have you going around killing has a lot to do with it too. Yeah, that's true too. Tommy, you know what? It's crazy when you bring up with the CERN, and I'll get to you, Holly, on that. Yeah. You know, when I heard about CERN and what they were going to do, blow up some molecules, and I never thought it would have this type of effect on everybody. You know, all these little, you know, little portals or black holes that you call that are out in space. Okay. Opening up now with the CERN going off, opening up all these little black holes or all these portals, which is bringing in a lot of negative energy. Now that's possible. Okay. But that's not, and I understand that. But here's the deal with that. If there's a war up in heaven with the angels, okay, could that energy up there in heaven be sent down here? You know? Let me see. Holly, and that's what I'm thinking. That's my question to you, Tom. If you want, is it possible that the angels or everybody that's listening or talking, you know, watch my show? I do believe myself. It could be many possible things. And I can understand why stuff is happening like that, you know, where they cause a lot of anger with people between each other. You know, I guess it's just for the control, you know. So I turned into a hermit because I don't want to, the only time I'm out there is when I'm working. And when I'm working, I'm inside my meat room, and I very rarely go out into the store itself because it's really crazy. In the meat room, there's a certain energy in there, and it's okay. You know, we all know each other. We all get along with all the people that I work with in the meat room. It's all good. All kinds of stuff. And it's like... I step out of the meat room and there's a whole new atmosphere. So Christian said there are apparently another 10 CERNs across our world. Really? Didn't hear about that. Oh my God, if they do 10 CERNs, holy crap. You know, what are they trying to do? What are they trying to do to us? And Pittsburgh Paranormal Sign, me too. You know, it's just, what are they trying to do to us? Is it paranormal? Is it normal? Or is it just a thing to go by? To really, really take control of ourselves? Could it be an alien? What could it be? And why would they want it to happen? Why can't they just let us be us? And do what we can, you know. You know, today, not a couple of days ago, I was sitting on my front porch, and I'm thinking back when I was a little kid. You know, everything was great. You know, of course, you see on Facebook that, you know, you were out until the lights came on, until the street lights came on. You ate what you needed to eat, you know, and you got punished, and. You know, it was hardcore back then, but we had a lot of fun. And now you can't do that. And it just is like some type of, excuse me, a type of evil or something negative just coming in and destroying the people nowadays. You know, I walked into a store the other day, and there were two teenagers in there, and they were laughing at me. And I'm thinking, what did I do to y'all? You know, and they give me some grunting noise toward me, and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't need this shit, so I got what I needed and had to go, you know? This whole world nowadays in the 21st century is screwed up. Now, back in the 20th century, it wasn't so much, you know? I don't know. I personally think myself that with the angels duking it up in heaven and with CERN going on, it's just making it activate really, really hard. It's impossible. Okay, well, we got Mr. Skinner here. I don't think it's video games. If you want to blame video games, you also have to include every single movie where someone goes around inflicting pain or death on everyone. Good point, Skinner. Good point. You know, Tommy Miller says, most people agree and have more in common than they actually speak to each other and get to know one another. Facebook and Twitter allow people to be so mean to each other and treat people different than they would in person. Ain't that the truth? Is that not the truth about the movies? Yeah. You know, Skinner has a point there, you know. Sure, the games are bad. You know, I wouldn't know how to play PlayStation or, you know, whatever games they play on there. I couldn't see it, but, you know, I've seen little things on YouTube about it, and I'm thinking, seriously? And these kids play this like close to 20 hours a day? No wonder their minds are demented sometimes. And it's like with Tommy, you know, with the movies. The movies are bad this year. They're bad. I mean, we had some pretty gross ones like Friday the 13th and Jason, Halloween, all those movies back then. But not as bad as what they got going on now, you know? Not as bad at all. So I guess all these producers, because I guess what they say, that blood and gore sell, you know? Sex, you know, rated R, rated mature stuff sells. And in order to make the money. But you know, it's crazy. You know, all these people go out and they make this money on this goofy shit, like movies and blood and gore games and stuff like that. But don't they know that, you know, there's a big depression going on here? So they're really not making the money, but they're putting ideas into our kids' minds. Now, here's a question, you know, that you can talk about. Okay, so now, is evil or a demonic entity in, you know, inside the mind of the producers of these movies and games? I'd like to hear your comments on that. Do you think that they are negative people doing this? Oh, it is greed. I guess it's like one of the mortal sins or whatever. But it's possible, very possible on that. And I don't know. I just know that I'm happy and content where I'm at with myself. It just saddens my heart, okay? It just saddens my heart that this is affecting a lot of people. And like when I first started my show here, I kept telling y'all, one of these days, I just want one day where everybody is okay with each other and not fighting. And I hope I get that day, you know? Maybe I won't be around to see it, but maybe I'll be a spirit and I can see it. That's what I hope for. I don't know. What do y'all think? You know, Chris and Skinner, Tommy, what do y'all think? do you think there will be a day that will one day that everybody will be nice to each other? I don't know. Oh, Kristen says, okay. St. Patrick Moore, in the early start of NASA, asked them multiple times, what are the lights on the moon? Oh, really? I did not. What are the lights on the moon? I didn't know that, Kristen. Sir Patrick Moore, in the early start of NASA, asked them multiple times, what are the lights on the moon? What do you think they are, Kristen? Tommy says, I don't think the actors or people making movies are evil. They're just making a living. But the people who push the agenda of the movies and things like that may not have good intentions. Ah, very good. Glad you said that, Tom. That's very, very possible. Excuse me, but I hate being Japanese here. Do I look Japanese? Tommy, do I look Japanese? Holly, Kristen, do I look Japanese when I'm on here? Because I sure as hell feel like I'm Japanese. But, you know, we'll see. I believe that the war between good and evil will end. I don't know when, but I think good will overcome evil. And I think a lot of people are finally wakening up to see that they don't want to take that evil no more. You know, I believe they're going to win. Irish all the way. Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. But you know what? One thing about the Irish, Tom, there's bad and there's good. Even though they duke it out and brawl and drink and all that stuff like that, right? They always make up and go home and eat some potatoes and pot roast. Kristen says, I'm beginning to think it's either a reflection of where we live or a hologram, as Crow 777 filmed the lines crossing it years back. You know what, bud? I don't know about that. As Crow 777, I don't know about that. But again, you mentioned the hologram, right? In the alien world, they got this thing called Project Bluebeam. Okay, I don't know if anybody heard about it. I've learned about it, you know, being on Chasing Prophecy. Project Blue Book is what they're going to do is they're going to throw holograms up in the sky, and they're all going to represent an alien invasion to see how, you know, what people will do, you know. So who knows when that's going to happen. I think I read something about it. I thought I read something about it to where they did it, I'm going to say in Australia, I'm not sure Australia, but somewhere, and they had holograms in the sky. I don't know if it's a full story. I'm going to have to research that and get back to you guys next week on that. By the way, I'm going to have a great show on next week, a really, really good show. And she is her host. Let me see, let me pull it up. Her show is on UPRN Radio, okay? And her name is Nicole Antoinette, okay? And let me pull it up here on Facebook, you know, so I'm not ashamed of using my phone, Nicole Antoinette. And she's, let's see. She's the owner at Guiding Echoes and works as Guiding Echoes. But she has her show on Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Central. So she will be on my show next week. And she is a psychic medium, a tarot reader, a spiritual mentor. And it's going to be fun. So you know, please tell your friends, maybe we can get her to do a couple readings. You know what I mean? That would be awesome if we could. But I'm interested. You know, she just started like a month ago, and she's doing pretty good. I think you guys will enjoy her. Okay, we got some. Tommy says, I think overall that evil is always around. Sometimes it just shows up more, but good always prevails. True. But it seems like the good people, like us, you know, and other people, you know, we just get so, you know, tired of, you know, all the evil coming in on us like that. And, but we will prevail. You know, you got to hold your ground, you know. And I can guarantee it, you know, and not so much doing my research, but listening to other people out on YouTube, and a couple of my close friends who are in the business of spiritual warfare, they said, we have to be prepared, you know, because there's going to be a war, you know. Don't know when it is. It'll probably be when I'm dead, or maybe when we're all dead, there'll be that spiritual war. But I do believe wholeheartedly that one's going on right now. And Tommy Miller sounds like a great, Tommy Miller says, sounds like a great guest. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a fun show. Oh, yeah. I know. I'm looking forward to it. Now, let me tell you guys something. It's pretty interesting. Okay. All week long, I've been reading stuff on the end of times. That's Revelations. Okay. And they say in Revelations that God buried four angels in the Euphrates River. And when the Euphrates River runs dry, then he's going to unleash these angels, and they're going to wreak havoc all over the place by killing people or whatever, making life pretty hard. So I'm thinking, okay. So these four angels are going to come out. But, you know, as I study, and not study, but when I research and I, you know, I see what scholars have to say about it, it's not so much that they're just going to go over the whole world and just like start going at it and killing people and bringing them somewhere, you know, destroying the earth. All right. But they're mainly going to be over there in around that area where the Euphrates is located, that they're going to go after that part. And that's why I brought up the topic, you know, reading about good and evil. I'm thinking, okay, if God is a loving and caring God, why is he going to unleash angels to kill people? Why? I can't answer that. And I know you guys can't answer that. You know, it's just what we were taught. Do I believe that there are four angels buried in the Euphrates River waiting for it to dry up? And ladies and gentlemen, the Euphrates is drying up. It really is. So when it completely dries up, are they going to come out? Well, with it being drilled into our heads all for all these years in the Bible and stuff like that, it's like, well, if they come out, then I guess it's going to happen. You know, I don't believe it. Hi, Christina. How are you? Good to see you. Hello to you, too. Welcome. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And, you know, if you want to chat, say something, you know, a question, or if you just want to say anything that's on your mind, feel free to do so. Again, welcome. Welcome. So that's where I'm at with the Euphrates deal, you know, with those seven, you know, those four angels buried. Now, what else was prominent in this last week is that I kept hearing the word Abaddon. Abaddon, 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 Abaddon. Okay, so I looked it up on Abaddon, all right, and I got to go to my trusty phone here because I wrote some notes here. If I can find it, Okay. Okay. All right. So at Revelation 9:11, this Hebrew word translated into the English text, there we read concerning the symbolic plague of locusts that they have a king, the angel of the abyss. In Hebrew, his name is Abaddon, but in Greek, he has the name Apollyon. Abaddon in Hebrew means destruction. And in the past, it was regarded as satanic. What should be noted, however, at Revelations 21 through 3, the angel mentioned has the keys to the abyss, showing he represents as from God in heaven, not Satan. What they're saying there is not, you know, an angel from Satan himself. Okay, this is God's angel sent down to the abyss. Revelation 1:18 points to Jesus having the keys to the abyss. You know, Luke 8:31 shows he has the power, including the power of death and Hades. You know, so it's like Abaddon is like the ruler of the abyss. Now, as I continued reading, okay, as I continued reading and doing some more reading on that, you know, there's a lot, there's some people, in fact, there's a lot of people out there that are saying Abaddon is just a place and that it's not a, you know, an angel of destruction. You know, so, but what I want to share with you about that, remember when 9/11 hit, you know, when it was really bad, when the towers came down and the planes attacked us, you know. As I was reading Abaddon today, especially in the Bible, okay, in the Bible of Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. So I'm going to throw this all out to you conspiracy theorists, or, you know, I want you all to really think about it. You know, everyone's thought that 9/11 is because it's something with emergency or something like that. And I thought that for the longest time. But as I was reading this on, you know, when I was looking this up, okay, I saw the 9/11 and I'm thinking Abaddon, he is the so-called angel of destruction. Do you think somehow that got 9/11 was with the 9th chapter with the 11th verse, 9/11? It coincides. It's equal to God, you know? And I just wanted to bring that up to you guys tonight to see what you think. You know, is it possible? I'm just tired of all the hate and all the anger and all the fighting going on with people, you know. And I'm tired of just people being mean to each other. And that's why I brought this up. There is a fight. I want you all to remember that there is a fight between good and evil, you know. And who knows where it's going to go from, you know. I don't know, but we shall see. So that was my little thing about, you know, between good and evil and a little bit about Abaddon, you know. But it was crazy how I got the word Abaddon because it just kept going on in my mind all the time. But now it isn't. But now, what can we talk about now? I don't know. Anybody have a topic out there that we could talk about? Don't worry, I've got a couple, but, you know, I want to have some participation with the people who are watching the show, you know, on Facebook and on YouTube, you know, feel free. So as I was going on, you know, still talking about the angels, okay, you got the angel Archmichael, Archangel Michael, okay, who is supposed to go down and defeat Satan at the end of the world, okay. Then you got the other archangels, Zedekiel, Uriel, you know, Gabriel. It just, there's so many angels. And my angel that I work with, my guardian angel, whenever I go on an investigation or if I'm going into something that is not healthy for me to be in, I call upon my angel Uriel, and he's there, you know. I can call him anytime I need him, and he's there, and I know he's there. Tommy got a question here. There's so much negative in the world, but I'm curious, what helps you be hopeful? Good question, Tom. What helps me the most is, you know, being that empathic, just having hope, you know, not throwing in the towel, just keep going, praying and, you know, just speaking out about it. I just have it down here in my heart. In my heart, I'm saying, you know what? This is going to happen. So that's why I keep going on being hopeful, you know? I mean, I came from a very dark place a long time ago. And I know I pulled out of it. You know, and there's a lot of people out there, too, that are, you know, in that dark place. And it just seems like they, you know, they just can't get out of it. So I'm hoping that with my prayers, you know, with me talking to them, or if I can just pull one person out of the dark, what's going to happen is going to keep going. Say, like Tommy, I pulled you out of the dark, okay? And then you go and you help Christian, and then you go help Holly, okay? And then you pull them out of the dark, and Holly and Christian, what they do, okay, is they go and they pull other people out, you know, out of the dark and into the light and to be hopeful, you know? You know, my sponsor told me in AA one time, he said, do you have a house over your head? I said, yeah. A roof over your head? He said, yeah. Do you have food in your stomach? I said, yeah. He says, do you have a car? I said, yes. Do you have a job? I said, yes. And he says, what more do you need? Think about it. What more do you need? And that kind of set the tone, believe it or not, it kind of set the tone of me going, getting out of my darkness in the deep, dark hole that I was in. Is that, and he talked some sense into me on that. It was like, I mean, at one point in time, I didn't pay my rent for a whole year. I was behind on my car payments for 6 months. And all I had was hot dogs and noodles. That's all I ate. Always made sure I had my cigarettes, you know. It was crazy. But I knew deep down inside that something good was about to happen. When at the beginning of sobriety that I had. Now this is, you know, this is around the situation where I'm talking about what gives me hope. Okay. At the beginning of my sobriety, you know, before, when I woke up in the morning, I would always ask my higher power, who I choose to call God. I ask him, please help me stay sober tonight, today. And I'd be doing okay. I'd make it through the whole day and that night. And then before I went, I'd close my eyes, I'd be on my knees or laying, saying, you know what? Thank you for keeping me sober tonight, today, this whole day. And I said that, and I said that, and I said that, and I said that every freaking day for the longest time. And as slowly as I pull myself out, just keep saying that, I saw that there was a little bit of light. I saw a little bit of light being pulled out. And I was like, this is starting to feel good. So I kept it going and kept it going and kept it going and saying it, helping people in AA, helping people at work, helping people as much as I can because I really enjoyed the feeling of helping people. Okay. But then again, as time went on, I got a little cocky. Okay. And actually, my ego took over and I was like, I don't need God no more in my recovery. I can handle this myself. And I'm thinking, okay, so let me walk around. And this is true. This is all true. This is all true. I started to go back dark in the, down into that dark hole again because I wasn't doing what I did at the beginning to get me out of the hole. You know, so one day, you know, one morning I woke up and I said, you know what, God, let's play a hand of poker. Instead of saying thank you and thank you for keeping me sober and thank you for helping me stay sober that day, I decided, well, you know what, also, I'll play poker with God. And that's what I did. So in the morning, God threw out 5 cards each, and I looked at my hands. And I'm like, holy shit, I got a 4 kings. I think I got this. So I laid my hands down on the table, 4 kings. And God threw down 4 aces, and I lost. And this is so true. I would have the worst day of my life that day. Everything that could possibly go wrong in my life would go wrong. Okay. So I did that. I kept getting the 4 kings and he kept getting the 4 aces. And I kept, you know, it was a rough 2 months because I said, I can beat him. And I could not beat him because, you know, he had the aces. So I finally realized and I got smart. Now, see, at this time, for the couple of months, I just fell back into that, you know, deep dark hole, you know, and I wasn't a good man. Even in sobriety, I wasn't a good man. And so after that, 2 months was up, I said, okay, I'm going to play it smart now. I'm going to use my brain. And this is how I use my brain. So God gave, you know, dealt the 5 cards in the morning, and I looked at them. But I didn't lay them down. I put them in my pocket. And whenever I was going to bed that night, then I would lay my hand down. Even though I had the 4 kings, God had the 4 aces. You know, what was really cool. What was really cool about it. Okay, hold on. And so that's what I did. I held on to it and I actually got out of the dark. And that's what gives me hope, Tommy. Hoping that, you know, if I help one person, that person will help another one. So it keeps me going. You know, plus I have faith. I got faith in God. So I hope that answered your question. Okay, Tommy says, we should do homework for next week and I'll bring an example of how we were nice or kind to someone. We need to be the good we want to see in the world. Tommy, thank you, brother. That's a great. Everybody, listen, Tommy got a good, like, good homework here. And, you know, I might even throw in a couple mugs, PPS mugs, if we can do this, if you do that. So Tommy says, we should do homework for the next week. And I'll bring in an example of how we were nice or kind to someone. We need to be good. We want to see in the world. Ain't that, that's great. Awesome, Tommy. So everybody do your homework. You know, next Tuesday when the show comes on, that will, you know, we'll see what happens on that. That's great. Thank you. Now, Abdullah says, why do we hunt ghosts instead of befriending them? Well, that's a good thing. Good question. I have friends that are ghosts. Believe it or not, I do. When I say hunt ghosts, all right, or hunt spirits, it's not so much because we just go out to see, you know, what we could pick up at a house, at a cemetery, at some kind. If you want to call it hunting, you know, you know, go for it. That, you know, I with the ghost hunting, you know, it's like ghost hunters at the beginning. We're not hunters. We're paranormal investigators. You know, we investigate what spirits are in the house, you know. But I've been at one place, and I'll tell you, and this is, you know, this is true. When we first started, there was a place down in Trimley, Ohio, called Prospect Place. And one of the main ghost hunters, her name was, I forget. She's going to kill me. We'll call her C for now. And me and her became friends. I mean, I'd go down there and then, you know, we would talk on the EVPs or we would talk on the K2 meters. And then, you know, if I was back at home and I was hurting, she was there. Constance. And we've become friends, you know. The place down there up in North Park, Blue Miss Road. Okay, you know, there's a ghost up there that I met, and every time I go up there, he's always there, and we talk on the K2, and we talk on the EVPs, you know. So yeah, we do befriend them. A lot of people do. You know, you got to remember, everybody, that they were once human, just like us. They were human, just like us. So we're getting pretty close to the end of the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Next week, like Tommy said, you know, we should do the homework. And next week, and I'll bring an example of how we're nice or kind to someone. I would like to hear it. That would be great. And we're also going to have the young lady. Let me go get her again. Hold on. I still got a little bit of time. Okay. Nicole Antoinette. We're going to have her on. And we're going to get to hear her story and, you know, where she was at. Thanks, Skinner. Cool. Absolutely. Sweet. All right. I'm glad everyone's excited about this. So, you know, do your homework. But I'm looking forward to, you know, listen to Miss Antoinette next week and hear her story. And don't forget, her show is on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central on UPRN Radio 105.3. And on that note, I'm just going to say that, you know, parents, if you, you know, parents, go to your children, all right, and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And children, go to your parents, give them a hug and tell them that you love them. That three word, I love you, goes a long way. And everybody who's dealing with the mental, with their mental illness, like I am with my anxiety and my depression, I got your back. Good night, Holly. It's good to see you tonight. With everybody, all my friends and people that, you know, do have some mental issue, mental awareness or, you know, mental, like, anxiety and depression. I got your back. Even though I'm not near you, but I have your back, and I'll pray for you. Okay? So on that note, I want to say goodnight to everybody. Goodnight, Tommy. Great show as always. Can't wait for next week. Sweet. Can't wait to see you again, buddy. Thank you for participating in the show tonight. Happy hunting, everybody. Stay safe. Be sweet. Happy hunting. Good night. Good night, Skinner. See you next week, buddy. All we got to do is wait for Joe. So, what do you, you know, people in Pittsburgh, if you're still watching, what do you think of the Steelers? You know, I was impressed with Trubisky, but not so much with Randolph. You know, it just seems like he was nervous or some sort. And, you know, the rumor going around here in Pittsburgh is that he might be going to Detroit next week. Who knows? But, of course, I am definitely a Kenny Pickett fan, and he did pretty good. So, I'm looking forward to the, you know, the season, you know. Pens are our only hope. Yeah, that's true. And they sighed. Skinner, honest to Pete, don't you think they're old? They're all old. They have to get young ones in again. They're getting old. They're still good hockey players, but you know what? They're getting old. Let me go text Joe. Tell him I'm done. They do, but to keep the crew together until the time comes. How long do you think it will last, buddy? 3 years? Do you think they got 3 years? Yeah, so still waiting on Joe, you know, to get us off. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I'm looking forward. I'm just looking forward to this football season. In fact, kind of glad it's football season again, you know, because everything was getting pretty boring out there. But I don't know. I have really nothing in the paranormal field coming up, you know. I know I'm going to do some speakings. Now I'll bring that information out to you some more. Let me call him. Well, we're waiting for Joe. I'm in Alabama around Birmingham very often for work. I bet it's hot down there, huh? It's really hot. I want to take a trip down there to Alabama. You know, my other hobby is a gold prospect. Is anywhere around that area you have heard to investigate? Oh, and maybe maybe the aliens got you. That's funny, huh? That's true. Probably did. No, I haven't. But I know in Mississippi, you know, Louisiana, there's a lot of places. But you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to read about that tonight. You know, let me give him a call here. Oh, I will. Absolutely. But I'll definitely check it out. And of course, Joe's not answering his phone. He must be busy eating or something like that. Look. All right, everybody. There is a sloss furnace in Birmingham that's